I suppose it might seem unusual to some of you that I've included Douglas Stockdale's image in the color section of this book. There's a few others that might also cause you to question Brian Smith's image, etc. I include them here in the color section because the toning is such an important part of this image. It could have just as easily, I suppose, been reproduced in black and white up with the rest of the duotones, but that's not the coloration that Stockdale uses. The coloration he uses, I think, is incredibly important in this image. There's a warmth to this that's different than the duotones that we normally print in, an almost orangish or reddish hue to it. Not all monochrome images are black and white. As a matter of fact, very few monochrome images are black and white. In fact, I've thought for years the very term black and white photography is a misnomer, because most photography is not black and white, but rather some subtle shade of black. Even a selenium-toned darkroom print is sort of a purple black. There's a tint that can happen in black that shifts it from dead neutral black to some slight coloration. And sometimes that tint is incredibly important to the content, as it is here and in the other toned images we've included in the color section. I do so specifically so that I can draw your attention to the colors they've chosen. And try to imagine this image in particular with a bluish black or a greenish black or even a neutral black. There's something about this very orangey, slightly reddish, warm tone that goes together with the tragedy of the location. For those of you who have Lenswork and Lenswork Extended number 74, where we originally published Stockdale's images, take a look at the differences. In the magazine, we used our normal Lenswork duotone that presents a more chocolatey kind of brown, leaning ever so slightly to the reddish side. But in Lenswork Extended number 74, where we reproduce in color, you see this coloration that's sort of orangish brown. And I think his choice was much better for his images than the choices we were limited to in the printed version of Lenswork. So we've included his original coloration in this book. For those of you working in black and white, finding just exactly the right tint of black, now much easier because of digital printing and all the variations we have that we didn't have in the wet darkroom days, finding that exact right shade of tint to our black and white images is a very important part of the creative process. It has to be felt. There are no rules here. It just has to feel right. It has to go with the subject. And Stockdale's does exceedingly well.